Morning, everyone.
Morning. How you doing, Brian?
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call this Kendall County adjourned June meeting to order. It's Tuesday, July 15th, 2025 at 9:01 a.m. Could I have, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Everybody bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this day, Father. Thank you for bringing us all here together today, Father. And I just bring blessings to our community, Father, and bless this meeting today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman? Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg? Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson? Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
Here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion for the approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Shanley, second by DeBolt. Any discussion on the agenda? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Eyes have it. Next up, special recognition. Do we have any special recognition for today? No. Public comment. Please come up if you wish to speak. You have 5 minutes and state your name and address for the record, please. No public comment. Moving on to item 9 here, the consent agenda. So I'll just go ahead and read through these. First off, is there a motion
to approve? I'll make a motion.
Motion made by DeBolt, second by Shanley. And I'll go ahead and read through these items on the consent agenda. Item A, approval of county board minutes from June 3rd, 2025 and June 17th, 2025. B, approval of standing committee meeting minutes. C, approval of claims in the amount of $1,859,669.74 for June 30th, 2025, and $1,557,281.21 from July 15th, 2025. D, approval of a resolution authorizing the execution of a mutual aid agreement with the Illinois Coroners and Medical Examiners Association, E, authorization to purchase county courthouse x-ray machine with HI-TIP threat protection, training, shipping, installing, and 4 years of maintenance for $56,435. F, approval of Chicago HIDA finance specialist contract with Kendall County as a fiduciary agent effective July 21, 2025 through July 22, 2027 in the amount of $91,770 with increases by Congress. G, approval of intergovernmental agreement between the Township of Oswego and the County of Kendall for the TransUnion TLOXP program for a period of 2 years at a cost of $600 annually paid by the Kendall County to Oswego Township. H, approval of the revised vacation policy, section 8.2 of the Kendall County Employee Handbook. I, approval of resolution authorizing the use of eminent domain to acquire certain parcels of land for roadway purposes along Ridge Road between Holt and Black Roads in Kendall County, Illinois. J, approval of primary engineering services agreement between Kendall County and HR Green for phase two engineering services at the Galena Road, Rock Creek Road intersection in amount not to exceed $62,005.61. K, approval of increased fiscal year 25 budget appropriations for county clerk, recorder's document, storage fund, salaries, deputy clerks, 132806, 51040, and the county clerk, recorder, GIS fund, salaries, deputy clerk, 132906, 51040, and a sum total amount not to exceed $7,000. L, approval of a resolution authorizing accounts payable policy. Any discussion or anything in regard to that? Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you very much. New business. Looks like we have no new business. Elected officials and department reports. The sheriff. We got under sheriff and we got the sheriff here.
Hi, good morning. The sheriff's report's in your guys' packet. I believe it starts on page 80. I know you guys approved in the consent the purchase of the x-ray equipment from Smith Detection. I know it's going to be vital for the courthouse. The amount of items that we x-ray over there continues to go up. I mean, obviously with everybody coming in and out of the courthouse and more reasons to go to the courthouse now because we have multiple other departments over there. You know, people going through some of the security. It is definitely increasing a lot. So I appreciate that. Just a few of the highlights that are in the monthly report. As you can see, the traffic contacts are down for the month of June, but our calls for service continue to stay in the 800s. It's something that I know over the 6 month average we're knocking at the door of about 800, 700 some reports and calls for service taken, but it just seems like that continues to tick up. Property damage accidents, same as we all talk about traffic complaints throughout the county being the number one complaint we seem to get. The traffic accidents don't seem to stop. You know, obviously it's more vehicles on the roadway, more accidents are happening. So with that in turn, DUI arrests were up for the month of June, summertime. It seems to be very common. If you look over the trend over the past few years, that's pretty standard. So the evictions, we typically schedule between 10 and 12, 13 evictions, but carried out only two in the month of June. I think we're averaging about six for the fiscal year, a month carried out. So on page 81, one of the highlights there is just, like I was talking about, the items that have been x-rayed. I mean, the month of June, we x-rayed over 5,000 items compared to June of last year when we were at 3,900. So a lot of stuff that's being run through that x-ray machine. So we truly do appreciate you guys allowing us to get that. So if you guys have any questions for me, I'm more happy to answer them. The six-month report is also located in your packet. And a few of the things that I highlighted already were in there. So if there's anything for me, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
We got National Night Out coming up here shortly. It's hard to believe.
We do, yeah, in August, so it's right around the corner. Youth Academy's going strong, and you know, we're hoping to have a great turnout for National Night Out. Once again, we'll be providing some food. Should be a lot of good-looking cars out there and trucks, I assume, and a great event for the family. So please come out and attend.
Because the chairman wants to be in the dunk tank, so. Make sure to invite him.
Are you making a motion for that? I don't think it's on the agenda, but they might make an exception.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate it. County clerk and recorder.
We sent out voter identification cards to all the registered voters in Kendall County. This is part of our voter registration purge. We do that every 2 years. So if you happen to get a registration card for maybe someone that lived in your house before, please return that to us, because if it doesn't get returned to us, we assume they still live there. Or if someone asks you about that, we do need those card back. We need to be aware that they actually don't live there. Other than that, if anybody has any questions, I'm available.
Thank you. I don't see the treasurer here. Clerk of the court, I don't see a clerk of the court here. State's Attorney?
We have two things. Morning.
Morning.
One is the really good thing, so I'll let Ryan start first. We have our Juvenile Justice Council Scholarship Awards. So I will let Ryan, who is our Scholarship Committee Chairman.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of the Kendall County Juvenile Justice Council, we are proud to present two scholarships today to very, very deserving individuals. The first scholarship is for $1,000, and it is going to go to a Julia Hosu, and she is a graduate of Yorkville High School. She will be studying biological sciences, is that correct? And that's at the University of Chicago, and we're very happy and proud to have been able to give her this $1,000 check.
Just say like a quick thank you to you guys for being able to make this scholarship possible for kids to apply. It's a really big opportunity to be able to help pay for college.
Stay here for a second. We'll get a picture.
All right. And the second scholarship, a $500 scholarship, we're happy to award to Madeline Munsinger. And she is a graduate of Oswego High School. She'll be attending Cornell College. And what are you studying? All right, so two bio. And congratulations, we are happy to award you the $500 scholarship.
I just want to thank you so much. My time spent on the Juvenile Justice Committee was so much fun, and thank you so much for to be able to hand me the scholarship today.
Awesome. Yeah, please. Yeah.
Just one other note, I know that both the Record and Spies reported on this. Carl Reimann is requesting again to be released from parole. And if you don't remember, for Reimann, he is the Pine Village murderer from 1972. And if you've been around here a long time, you probably remember. If you don't, he murdered five people in cold blood in 1972, was granted parole against victims' requests, our office requests, law enforcement's request. Sort of was kind of a debacle down in Springfield when he was granted parole. He has tried to get off of parole so he would be able to come back to Kendall County. He could have contact with the victims' families, which are one of the three requirements. He not break the law, have no contact, and not come to Kendall County. So again, it's not that difficult. But I encourage you to check out the articles in both the Spy and the Record. There's a contact information of who you can send letters to. It does matter. They do read them and they do receive them. So when they're considering parole for someone like that, imagine me and the victim's family and walking into a store, or in this case, even some of the relatives are in nursing homes and could be in the same nursing home with that person. I can't imagine that. So, but that's where we're at. So any questions, let me know. I'm happy to answer them. If there's any other questions about anything else, seeing none, thank you.
My report is in your packet. There's really not much to add. It's pretty self-explanatory. I'd just like to point out that we've received 60 pounds in medications disposal and 93 pounds in sharps. So those programs continue to be successful throughout the county. So that's been really good. And then also in, we had one of our deputies was sent to the University of Tennessee for what's commonly known as the body farm training, and it's proved to be an invaluable resource for the dynamics of some of the deaths that we've had recently. So things are moving forward and doing great in our office, and that's where we're at.
Very good.
Very good.
Any questions for the coroner?
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Jackie. Rayanne, Health Department, I don't see her here. Supervisor of Assessments?
I don't have a report, but anyone's got a question.
Anybody have any questions for the supervisor? Randy? None? Regional Office of Education? Megan's here.
Good morning. Morning. Not too much to report today. We're working on closing out our fiscal year for the regional office. Truancy and Workforce Development went through IRIS training yesterday, and IRIS is a web-based referral platform that allows for a more efficient link to support while monitoring referrals, capacity, and tracking changes. So IRIS should be available countywide later in this upcoming year. The ROE has joined the Chamber of Commerce for both Yorkville and Oswego areas, so we're holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony in our office here, 109 West Ridge, at 10 a.m. on next Tuesday, so a week from today, July 22nd. Refreshments will be available following that ribbon cutting and located in the second floor conference room, and all are welcome to attend. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions for the ROE? Thank you. Thanks,
thank
ma'am.
You.
I don't think Roger's here with EMA. Public Defender, you can see the reports in the packet, but the Public Defender is here. Jason?
My report's in the packet, but I came, so I'll say hello to everybody. Not a lot changes, as I told Boardman warmly. No news is good news, always in the Public Defender's office. So if you don't hear from us, that's always a good thing, I suppose. In the report, I send it every month, you'll see our numbers, of course, are increasing, and I think that's just population-driven more than anything. And then our conditions call numbers, as Under Sheriff Richardson indicated, the x-rays coming through. Well, we have so many more people coming through with conditions call and transportation of people to and from the courthouse. So State's Attorney's Office, Sheriff's Office, my office, with the increased amount of people being taken into custody and being in front of the judge because a conditions call takes a lot more manpower to exercise all that in the courthouse. So we're steadily increasing. I'm preparing our end of the year numbers for 2024. We're going to move into half the year for 2025, so we're putting that all together for the board for the budget meetings coming up. And as of 2024, our numbers are significantly higher, and that's population driven, I'm sure, as well. But I think our numbers are up around 20% or more compared to the year before. So everything else will be in the reports. If anybody's any questions for me.
Any questions?
Question. Yeah, looking at the numbers, obviously very, very busy. Jason, are you up to in terms of staff? Are you at full?
So we recently had someone just resign, but we were at full staff throughout most of the. Well, since I've taken over, for the most part, we've always been at full staff. We have resignations. That's just the nature of government work. People will come in, get some experience, then move on to something else. That's just the nature of what Eric and I do. And so we always have hiring, but we're not having difficulties hiring. So the board was very generous when we changed some salaries last year. That was extremely helpful in order for us to get applicants in. We are very competitive now with the counties around us. That was the issue we were having before. So I am looking for a person now. I made an offer recently. If it doesn't get accepted, I'll make another offer. But for the most part, we're always full staff right now, so that's good. And it's fine in the office when we are full staff, covering vacations or sick time or things like that. That's where we run into a little bit of trouble because we just don't have that extra person, the backup person, I would call it. So everybody has a very full caseload in my office, and we just don't have a lot of reserves.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Anything else?
Anybody else? All right. Thanks, Chase. Veterans Assistance Commission, I don't think anybody's here. Tim's not here. You can see the report, though, is included there. Moving on to item 12, standing committee reports. First off, A, finance and budget. Is there a motion for approval of the amended fiscal year 2024 general fund balance reserve 7 months transfers out for the amount of $5,920,810.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Shanley, second by Wormley. Any questions, comments, discussion on this? Latrice, you want to just highlight real quick?
Good morning.
Morning.
Based on the audit, the fiscal year 24 audit, we look at the ending balance to determine the amounts that we can transfer to capital funds based on the fund, the general fund balance policy. Surplus in the fund balance over 7 months can be transferred to capital improvement funds. What we did this year is we looked at our fiscal year 25 budget in conjunction with the fiscal year 24 audit, and we determined that in order to keep 7 months fund balance based on the fiscal year 25 budget, that we could transfer $5.9 million. On page 106 of the packet, you see that transferring out the $5.9 million keeps our fiscal year 25 budget at 7 months fund balance, which is in conjunction with the fund balance policy. We're going to transfer $2.96 million to both the building fund and the capital improvement fund for a total of $5.9 million.
Very good. Any questions, comments regarding that? Can I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Thank you. All eyes. Appreciate it. Can I have an approval of an ordinance authorizing a budget amendment for the Kendall County fiscal year 2025 budget? Motion made by Flowers, second by Rodriguez. Again, just making an amendment to our 25 budget here. Any questions, comments, any further explanation needed there? Motion to approve? We'll do roll call. Roll call, please.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes. Thank you very much. Is there a motion for approval of a resolution regarding the Kendall County State's Attorney's salary effective July 1, 2025 in the amount of $219,325.62? Motion made by Rodriguez, second by Kokel. Any discussion there? This is set by state statute. Yes, sir.
On these next three items on the agenda, just so everybody will know, these are set by state statute, and we have to go along with it to be reversed that one. So these are set by the state of Illinois, and they have to do their program to be involved.
Thank you. Yep. Any other comments, questions about that? Can I have a roll call for that, please?
Mr. Kokel? Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes. All ayes. Thank you very much. Item number four here, can I get a motion for approval of a resolution establishing the Kendall County Sheriff's salary effective July 1, 2025 in the amount of $175,460.50.
So moved.
Motion.
Motion by DeBolt, second by Shanley. Any comments regarding that? And this is just going on Mr. Kolka's comment, a percentage of the state's attorney's salary, 80%, is that right? 80%? Yeah. Any other questions or comments regarding this? Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you very much. Moving on to item five, approval. Can I get a motion for approval of a resolution establishing the Kendall County Public Defender's salary effective July 1, 2025 in the amount of $197,393.06.
So moved.
Make a motion.
Motion made by DeBolt, second by Shanley. Any other questions, comments regarding this? Can I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
All ayes, thank you very much. Moving on, any special committee reports? Liaison reports?
Yes, just for the Board of Health, our regularly scheduled Tuesday meeting is rescheduled for next week, Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Health Department, because Executive Director Van Gundy is at a conference.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Mr. DeBolt?
Yes, just to know that the county building next door is on schedule. In some areas, we are leaps and bounds ahead of schedule. Don't want to jinx it, but the things are going well.
Very good. Let's see. As far as our plan is concerned, Mr. Wormley, got any comments, updates on our LRMP? I know that study's coming along here.
Yeah, there was a meeting last night in Boulder Hill, I believe. And we should have the research and input from those different community meetings coming back to us at the next meeting, and I would expect that to be scheduled in August, held the same night as Plan Commission meeting. I believe that's Wednesday. Let me just look real quick. Got it right here. The 13th, Comprehensive Land Plan is at 6 o'clock, August 13th.
Awesome. Great. Thank you very much. Let's see, chairman's report. I do not have a chairman's report. Appointments. You can see there's a motion to approve the appointments.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by DeBolt.
Second.
Second by Flowers. Bernie Moe for Big Slow Drainage District, Eric A. Gauss for Housing Authority, Darren A. Pearson for the Merit CMS, and Richard Woodfield for Zoning Board of Appeals. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Back, public comment. Would anyone like to make public comment now? Same 5 minutes. Hearing none, questions from the press? Any questions from the press? No? Thank you. There is a need for executive session. There won't be any business after the executive session, but we do have a short executive session after this. Is there a motion to adjourn to executive session? Motion by Shanley, second by DeBolt.
Mr. Chairman, if I could read the purpose of that into the record before we vote.
Sure.
Executive session for number 5, the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the public body, including meetings held for the purpose of discussing whether a particular parcel should be acquired.
Thank you. Can we get a roll? Roll call, please.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
He's not here.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
All ayes. All right. We will adjourn to the conference room up there.
Yes. And I guess that person was a parent of mine.
They didn't say press release.
Well, they didn't. Press release. Oh, that's true. In the your police department press release. That's true. That's true. That's true. And also the vehicles.
He wasn't charged with that, right? It was something. It wasn't. Maybe it wasn't.
But of course, vehicles were damaged.
Yes.
So I see several big time losses.
Just trying to.
Parks trying to. What were this?
Could use that.
Well, technically, yes.
Well, yeah, but it seemed very obvious that he was not. He trusted me because I'm speaking on my part, Mr. Mark.
Oh, also, it wasn't Red Street.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I forgot about that.
What the frig, dude?
Hey, you know, if you're gonna commit to attempt to do a reckless homicide on criminal property, you better make sure you have all your insurance.
Exactly. It's like.
You got enough to stick.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's. It's around one reason why. I mean, it's enough, it's, you know.
I'd say that's gonna be the least of his worries.
No, that's gonna be the least of his worries, of course. But I'm just saying, like us, for example. Like even a little thing like having a license plate sticker. Yeah, we don't want that.
If it's a residence, well, here.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, we are back into regular session here. Again, it's 9:42 a.m. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Flowers, second by Rodriguez. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. And we're going to do a quick selfie here.